the Lord am your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, the place of slavery. You shall not have other gods besides me. You shall not bow down before them or worship them. As we see in the very first commandment, and as we've been reflecting on the past week, last week we saw God desires us to worship him. He desires us to be here to give him praise and to honor his name, because that is what will make us truly human, truly alive. God wants us to worship him. But the question will then come, how do we do that? What are we supposed to do? What does God want us to do? Because we see that in that commandment. But then the question is, okay, well, what does it mean to worship God? So obviously, the place we need to go as good Christians, as good Catholics, is we need to go to the Scriptures. And what does worship look like in the Scriptures? If we pay attention, especially to the Old Testament, worship is always, almost always, tied in some way, shape, or form to sacrifice. So then, what is sacrifice? What does it mean to sacrifice? Well, let's dive a little deeper into what the, at least, Old Testament idea of sacrifice was. Sacrifice comes from two Latin words, sacer, facere. Sacer means holy or sacred. You can see how that's related. Facere means to make or to do. So literally, when we use the word sacrifice, at the root, what it means is to make or to do holy. To make holy. And holy, as we see used in the Scriptures, when we use the word holy, it's not just about goodness, but it's about a specific type of goodness. When something is holy or someone is holy in the Scriptures, it means that that someone or something is set apart for God. When we talk about the things that we use in a church, the ornaments and the vessels and the chalices and everything that's used in the sanctuary, the reason they look different and special and use precious metals is because they are sacred, they are holy, they are set apart to be used to worship God. So this is what it means when we talk about sacrifice, is to make holy. It's an action by which we make something holy. Who do we make holy, though? What is sacrifice all about? It's to make us holy. See, this answers the question, why is it that God asks the Israelites, and by extension, us, to make all these sacrifices, to do all these things? Why is it specifically for the Israelite people did he do all these bloody sacrifices that we see in the Old Testament? The rams and the bullocks and the goats and all these things, and the unbloody ones, like the grains and the wheat. We saw in the gospel how all these people were selling goats and rams and turtle doves in the temple because people needed to sacrifice. But why? What is it about the physical sacrifices that is so important to us? See, it's not that God needs those things. God doesn't need us, doesn't need food. God doesn't need something to eat. But we need something to give to God. Think about how a man and a woman get married. Does the man or the woman just go up to the other and just say, hey, want to get married? No, of course not. I mean, some maybe, but usually, when you ask someone, when a man asks a woman to get married, it's not just a off the topic, like random Tuesday, just nonchalant drop of the question. Even if it's somewhat random, it always takes like a ritualistic form, doesn't it? Why is it we have engagement rings? Why does he get on one knee? It's because it's not just about the words, it's about the physical aspect of it that expresses our devotion, the man's devotion to the woman. Think about like giving flowers to someone. Why do we do that? Because we need physical representations of our love. God asks us to sacrifice, not because he needs it, but because we do. We are physical beings, and we need physical ways to worship God. And that's why the Israelites gave these kinds of sacrifices. But it had to be something that cost them. It had to be something they gave up something, because a sacrifice is supposed to have a sense of suffering. And while God did not want the people to do human sacrifice, that was not what God wanted, obviously. They had to give up something. So what was it 4,000 years ago, especially in the time of the Exodus, when all these were codified, what was the thing that was most precious to the people, other than their very lives and their worship of God? Animals, livestock, crops. And what was it that God asked them to sacrifice? Their livestock, their crops. The best of their crops, the best of their lambs and goats, the best they gave to God. Through those offerings, even though to the modern mind it doesn't make sense and we don't do that anymore, think about that. They're giving basically their livelihood to God and saying, I am 100% committed to you, Lord. This burnt offering, this offering of a ram is my sacrifice to you to show I want to worship you and you alone. That's why they did that. And that's why physical sacrifices are what we need. Instead of taking our own life, instead of taking their own life, God asked them to give of their livelihood, the thing that brought put food on the table, to show their commitment to God. We can see this in Cain and Abel. Cain offered not the best of his produce, and Abel offered the best lamb that he could have. And God looked with favor on Abel's sacrifice because he gave the best that he had. Noah made sacrifices after the great flood. Abraham, we heard last week about the sacrifice of Isaac, which God called off, but Abraham was willing to go all the way if God asked him to. And even though God did not ask him to, in the end, he was willing to do it for God. He was 100% committed. And this is what we see in the people of Israel in Moses' time. We think especially of the Passover sacrifice, that most great sacrifice that they offered once a year, and that was the sign of their deliverance from Egypt. Even with all that, though, you might still ask the question, okay, that was the Old Testament. Why does that matter for us now? Isn't that just what they did in the past? Well, think about this. In the book of Exodus, chapter 24, after Moses comes down the mountain with the tablets of stone, he reads them out to the people. And this is what the book of Exodus reads. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will hear and do." Then he took the blood and splashed it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you." Let's break that down for a bit. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people. What did we just do? We read, a reader and our deacon proclaimed the readings from Scripture, and we heard it, received it. Then it says, all the people answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will hear and do." What are we about to do? We're about to proclaim the creed. The creed, which is the symbol of our faith. Essentially, we say, I believe everything that God has revealed to us. I believe everything that God has revealed through the Scriptures and through his church. And then Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people. and said, "This is the blood of the covenant." Each time Mass is celebrated, the priest takes the chalice in his hands and he says, "The blood, this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant." Do you see what's happening? The fact that we don't offer rams and goats anymore does not mean we are not offering sacrifice. And in fact, before even that, after the preparation of the gifts, the priest says to the people, "Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God." There is sacrifice happening here. We are being made holy here. We are offering something so that God may make us holy and that God may be worshipped. We are offering the sacrifice of Jesus. But what is that sacrifice? What does it mean? And that's what we'll take up in further weeks. But that is the first point, that we sacrifice here. We come to gather not just to read some words and go home, but to make an offering on this altar to God. Because God has asked us to do it. Because God wants us to be made holy. We each bring at every Mass prayers to offer up whenever the bread and wine are offered. Because we come here to make ourselves holy, to make God's name holy, and that we may make the world holy. And so we come to make sacrifice. That is why we gather, and that is why we are here, to make ourselves holy.